Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining me today as we have a reflection and remind ourselves of the importance of loving and protecting America. Today we're looking at a moment of unity and faith during one of the darkest times in modern history. World War II and the declaration of the National Day of Prayer. It was June 6, 1944, D-Day. Allied forces launched the largest amphibious invasion in history, storming the beaches of Normandy to push back Nazis' forces. As the world held its breath, President Franklin D. Roosevelt addressed the nation in a live radio broadcast, not to give a speech, but to lead the country in prayer. This prayer was later referred to as the D-Day prayer. It was a heartfelt appeal to God for strength, protection, and victory for the soldiers risking their lives for freedom. In this prayer, Roosevelt said, "Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to persevere our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set a suffering humanity free. Lead them straight and true, give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith." The nation paused that day, unified in a solemn act of faith. Millions prayed alongside the president, asking for God's guidance in a time of immense uncertainty. In moments like these, we turn to Isaiah 41:10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This verse reminds us of the strength and hope that comes from leaning on God, even in the face of overwhelming odds. If we love America, we must protect her, not just with our hands, but with our prayers. In 1944, Americans of all faiths came together to ask for divine intervention and guidance. We can do the same today. Let us pray for our leaders, our soldiers, for all those who work to preserve our freedoms. Let us pray for peace, unity, and a better tomorrow. Let us pray together now. Heavenly Father, we come to you in gratitude for the freedoms we enjoy and the blessings you have poured out on our nation, time and time again. Today we ask for your continued guidance and protection. Bless our military and their families, our leaders, and all who work for peace and justice. May we honor you in all we do as a nation. Amen. Together, through faith, love, and action, we can help keep America strong. Until next time, let's keep her in our prayers. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.